It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, March 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. Preliminary reports from the autopsy on the man found in Ouray County show no signs of foul play. Daryl Hemphill was found dead near a subdivision of Ouray last week. The toxicology report is still pending and could take weeks, but there were no signs of trauma that led to his death. The autopsy also showed that Hemphill did not drown. A new state program aims to help rural economies not with grants, but with expertise. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Governor John Hickenlooper recently announced Colorado Blueprint 2.0. The program came out of roundtable discussions held across the state last year. Blueprint lays out 10 initiatives geared towards addressing specific economic development issues. Categories range from attracting new industries to boosting outdoor recreation. Instead of grant funding, the program provides communities access to a pool of experts. On the Western Slope, officials with the Region 10 League for Economic Assistance and Planning and Delta County Economic Development say they're considering applying. Proposals must be submitted by June, and the state will announce selected projects in August. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The latest economic report shows Colorado's economy will grow, but at a slower pace than the previous 2 years. The forecast from nonpartisan legislative analysts say low oil prices have hurt Colorado's economy and will continue to be a drag as the energy industry constricts. The strong dollar is also damaging the agriculture and tourism industries. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the Joint Budget Committee and says he's concerned about long-term trends.
We are an energy-producing state, certainly agriculture, and we need to follow this very carefully because our markets, our foreign markets, may not be responding.
The implications for next year's budget are still unclear. Lawmakers on the Budget Committee say they will find out an exact dollar amount for budget cuts in the coming days. The Tri-County Health Network might have to start thinking about changing their name. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The medical nonprofit serves San Miguel, Ouray, Montrose counties, and recently expanded into its fourth county, Delta.
I mean, our whole focus is on health in general, and the farther we can reach out and help people, the better.
That's Justine Forrester, the new community health worker. She's focused on heart health, traveling to towns across Delta County, screening anyone interested for cholesterol, blood pressure, and more. She says there's been a lot of interest so far and a lot of results that people didn't expect. Tri-County offers a multitude of other services, from diabetes exams, help signing up for health care, and even healthy cooking classes. Forrester says they're hoping to bring all of those programs to Delta in the future. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Every bill at the Colorado legislature must receive a fair hearing and a vote. That's what state law says, but the fate of many bills is decided before lawmakers even begin the debate. Their fate is sealed in what's called a kill committee, and that's where Capitol reporter Benta Berkland discovered many bills are sent to die.
More than 500 bills have been introduced so far this session. Representative Sue Ryden of Aurora says that's a lot, but it's also business as usual at the Statehouse.
Many are the first attempt to do something, to fix something, to change something, to create something. But maybe they're not quite ready for prime time.
And some of those bills, Ryden says, need to be put to rest. The Democrat chairs the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. Some insiders call it something else, the House Kill Committee. It's where the Democratic House majority sends bills it doesn't like.
Often it's fairly obvious that this is something that does not agree with our basic core values. Others are more complicated, but it's a job that needs to be done.
In other words, Ryden says some of these measures are partisan. For example, the Republican bill that would have allowed concealed guns to be carried into public schools. That measure and other conservative gun bills were shot down by Ryden's committee. Another bill by Republican Representative Gordon Klingenschmidt of Colorado Springs would have ended Obamacare alignment in Colorado.
They have five hardcore Democrats there who always vote no on Republican bills, with a few exceptions, but generally, once it goes to the kill committee, the fix is in.
Half of Klingenschmidt's bills during his two-year tenure have gone to the House kill committee. So far this session, 23 Republican bills were sent there, and a little over half have died. You may want to blame Democrats for playing partisan politics, but the same thing is happening in the state Senate, which is controlled by a Republican majority. 21 Democratic bills have been sent to the kill committee there, and all of them have died. Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction is the chair of the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. He says defeating bills is part of governing.
There's a group of legislators, and that's probably all of us, quite frankly, that will run particular bills that are not designed to really accomplish much but make a political statement. I think it's fair to say that there are committees that are designed to take care of the political statements. That's pretty much what we do a lot of.
Scott's committee recently struck down a bill from Democratic Senator Andy Kerr of Lakewood. It would have extended a law allowing parents to take unpaid leave to attend their children's academic activities. Here's Kerr at the beginning of the committee hearing.
It's good to be back here in the honorary Senator Kerr Education Committee.
We'll take that as a compliment.
Kerr says he was trying to make light of the situation because once the bill had been assigned to Scott's committee, he knew its fate.
We actually have a running joke with the whole committee that I'm an honorary member of the committee because almost every time the committee meets, I'm here as well.
Half of Kerr's bills have been sent there, including a measure that would have created full-day kindergarten. But what about the veterans' issues the committees are supposed to address? Ryden says,
we really love doing our veterans and military bills. Those are usually good, positive bills, trying to help our veterans and keep our military strong in Colorado.
House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso hopes people don't come away with the impression that kill committees mean the minority parties don't get anything done at the legislature.
Yes, there are bills that come through that are contentious, but, you know, we do put a solid number of bills on the governor's desk every year, and so unlike the folks out in Washington, D.C., here in the state legislature, we have a tendency to get along. For the most part, we are able to work together.
It's also worth noting that bills die every day in other committees. And sometimes a bill sent to a kill committee doesn't die after all. That happened earlier this session with a proposal to create a public lands day in Colorado. A Democratic senator and Republican representative were backing it. The bill began in the Senate, where the Democrat had to work with GOP members, so it passed the muster of the State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. Then the full Senate approved it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.